Kuf Nagim Sichri. And Gogu Moyes live is based Nesses, or based in the Medrish, like this table, the Pachas, and Sichri Toyu. Money was collected from the Tzibur to buy a shul, based Nedrish, or on Kodesh, or the cloth around the Sifri Torah, or the Sefer Torah itself. The Rosil Shanoisim, they collected for the shul, and now they want to switch it to something else. Ein mishanen el kedusha kala lechamura. You can all change it from a lower level kedusha to higher level kedusha, as we learned before. As far as, let's say they ordered a sefer Torah, and they know they're going to have to pay only in another half a year. Are they allowed to use that money in the meantime, al manas, to pay it back before the half a year? So machlokes achreinim. The Amid of Rem says that even though Moi Stoker, that you don't know what to do with them, you can't lend them out for other things. But over here, since it was collected specifically for this purpose, the people want it to be dafka for this purpose, whereas the Taz is lenient. Practically, it's not recommended because very often people borrow money and then suddenly they don't have what to pay back with. That's it. Yeah, Avu. Im also davish gover aisa mishul. They collect the money for shul. They have leftover money. Meshanim ha'moisuch ha'mashi yitzer. The leftover money, they could do whatever they want with it. Even some of the not of kedusha, as long as it's tzorchei hatzibur, that the tzibur that donated will benefit from it. Because initially, the one who's collecting aldas the tzibur that they should do the best they can with it. So you finish with the shul, use it for something else. If they made an explicit condition that they could do what they want with the leftover money, the first case was a case where they collected money with leftover money. Now I'm talking about they collected money and they bought different things that they were planning to put in the shul, and then they found out they don't really need them. So here is more stringent because already something was bought that the Kedusha took effect on. So, but if the condition was made explicitly in the beginning, then still it's mutter l'hayir ha-moise. Those remaining things that were bought with the money, that money can be used for other things. Yeah. Now, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that the kono u'mochu b'chazer kono. They made a condition and they bought something, and then they stole and they bought a second time. The second time they did not make an explicit condition. Even so, we assume that the second buying was not smart, the first condition. That's really a discussion that Achreinim, can we be maker or not, but the Shulchan Aruch is maker. The Ramah says, Vimkonu bedomim elu shegovu eitzim vavonim. They collected money and they bought wood, stones, bricks, whatever, to build the shul with. Cholo kedushas adomim ala eitzim v'avonim also the shaloisim laka kedusha chamur, that kedusha took effect on these wood and stones and whatever it may be, and once again they have to be used for kedusha. This is the chayyot on a case where they did not make explicit condition. In the view eitzim v'avonim l'tzor b'ni basic nesses, people brought, they donated. Stones for basic nesses. In other words, if there were individuals that donated, there was not a drive to get people to donate, but some people brought it in, then it's telling this. Because if it's part of a magbit, they made a drive to collect money for the shul, and they bought things with that, those things, kedusha takes effect on immediately. Even though normally we say that just because you mazmin something to build the shul if it doesn't have kedusha, but here, since the money was explicitly collected for this purpose, kedusha takes effect even before it's built. If an individual is making, or a group of individuals are making private donations, then the rule is that before it gets to the hands of the gabba, the kedusha did not take effect yet, does not go into the rishus or the basic nesses, and they can still change the use of it. But once the gabi got it, then the game is over. Now, had the kedusha, you can only use it for high level kedusha. But even though this specific money that he gave over, he could decide and say, I want to take it back. But the Maisa, since he made up his mind to give it, then it's a nether, so he has to replace it with something else. It's a hilchus nedar. We have a rule, there's shiva toifa ir, the maimed anche ir. And we'll see more about that later. When you have the seven appointees from the tzibur together in a gathering with Anshei Yair, they have the power to change anything that belongs to the tzibur to anything else, even from Kedusha to without Kedusha. Because it's assumed that anything that was bought for the tzibur was al das, this group of people, this maimed, and therefore if they change their mind, they can't do so. Shiva Tayyar, whoever they are.